Yud Gimel Mal Cheshvan, Thursday the 21st of October, Rabbi Yehoshua Meir Freshwater, Rising Above Nature.
Rav Meni and Yunim in this week said the Halucha Banhoge. One of the things that the parsha of Suda Emayni, Titzchak Suda Bekirba. The three Maluchim who were in the Levish of Anushim come to Avraham Avinu. After they finish eating, it says Vayichayli. Vayomer Eilav Ayes Sud Yeshteichu Vayomer Neboil Vayomer Shoyv Ushev Aleichu Kais Chayu Vehen Vayin Sud Yeshteichu Vesud Yeshemas Pesach Oy V'Yachov. She hears a neviu or a tefila from one of the guests that in a year's time she should be blessed with a son. And then the Torah tells us, "Ba'avrom besuda zekainim buim ba'yomim." It's a nest lemale medecha teva. Chud aliyas besuda oirach kanushim. Since suda emayni, it's already stopped in age. She's already in her old age. Chud aliyas besuda oirach kanushim. Therefore, batitzchak suda bekirba laimer. Suda emayni laughed bekirba laimer. Achre beloisi hoisli adnu. How is it possible? In my old age, hoisli adnu, va'adoyni zukun. Another thing is Avraham Avinu is also old, so it's a double ness. So yoyim Hashem al Avraham, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was makbid nesud emayni, and he tells Avraham Avinu, lomu ze tzorich kusud leimer haaf umnon aylaid vani zukanti. Hayipulim Hashem tova. Is anything too wondrous or from Hakadosh Baruch Hu that it's impossible for Hakadosh Baruch Hu to make a nest? No, la moyad ushuv aleichu k'ayis chay l'sud ha'bayin l'sud ha'mayini v'tchach ha'shud alayim lo yitzchakti. She says she didn't laugh at this bruchah v'ayayim aloy kitzchakt. So there's various difficulties with this sipa. First of all, b'emes and why is tak ha'shud ha'mayini v'tetzak shud ha'bekibo? You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a ton on a Lumos et zach gesagt, ich pulle mal schon durch. So the mind is sicher beschleim ist per minute that it's possible HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make such a nest. So by Amazon, why was Taka Suda Emayni, why did Suda Emayni laugh? Second of all, it's interesting, Lushen, but Titzchak Suda Bekirba, Bekirba means she laughed within herself, was Pnimiyas, and Machshuba Pnimiyas, but Titzchak Suda Bekirba, Laimoy, saying, Laimoy is Chmashmo, and Amida. Another question the Mefarshim ask is, Chazal ask a question. Avraham Avinu says, "Ve'ekchu pas lechem," and I will bring bread. And in the end, and tell Suda Emayni, "Lishi vasi egos." And in the end, we don't find that that bread was bought before the Maluchim. So Chazal say, "Pirsa nidu." Suda Emayni, even though she was in her old age, pirsa nidu, and the bread became tuma. And Avraham Avinu was makbid to eat chilim b'ta'ada. So therefore, Avraham Avinu didn't even bring it for his guests, even though they were Arab guests, l'chayda, or he did realize they were maluchim. He didn't want to bring them lechem, which Suda Emayni, tat Suda Emayni made it to me. If Suda Emayni saw herself, she's pirsa nidu, so why is she making such a pele? You saw for yourself that you Hakadosh Baruch Hu made this nest. You came, you chazal in Hariseu. You came back to your youth. It was a supernatural event. You pirsa nidu. So why is she saying you just saw for yourself that the view was the sky? Be'emes, one thing is clear. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu this pesido that Suleiman will have a child. As you see at the end of last week, said, pardon? He knew it already. Vayoyime elekem el Avraham, Suda ishtachu letekwe shema sudu, ki suda shema. Ibarachti Yisro v'gam nusati mimeno l'chu bayim. Very clear that Suda Hemayni will give birth to a son, and will be a son that will a son of Avraham and Suda. V'gam nusati mimeno l'chu bayim. There's no l'chayda, no way there can be any sofek in this avtocha. Kodesh Baruch Hu said clearly it will be a son to Avraham and Suda. Then it says, "Vayipal Avraham upon Vayitzchak." Abu Bini laughed. Vayomer belibay, said in his heart, "Ben, my Yeshuni vulet him Suda." And then Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, "No, it's true. She will have a child." So Ma'amis would have to straight away mention. All the Mefarshim ask also the same question. If Abu Bini also says Vayitzchak, so why was that Tana Dafka on Suda? So the Targum explain. But Yitzchak is a lotion of Simcha. Masha'ain Kai, when it says Vatitzchak Suda Bekirba, it's a lotion of Lag. So the question is, if there was already a Tocha Mepia Kodesh Baruch Hu that Suleimani will have a child, how could it be Vatitzchak Suda Bekirba? So the Ramban explains straight here that it's impossible that Suleimani would have heard from her husband, who heard from Kodesh Baruch Hu, she's going to have a child, and she should laugh at this Vatitzchak Suda Bekirba Lag. So it has to be, says the Ramban, Abu Mavini never told his wife of this Havtucha. Which is in itself is a big wonder. If he sees this gewaltige Besiva, and finally going to be Zeuchah to his son, and he doesn't tell his wife. So the Ramban explains the reason. So the Ramban addresses two questions. Number one is what we just asked before, that if she heard the Avtucha from Abba Mavini. So he says that V'lui shenoy ma'oid ki Avruam le'gil lo hanem lo metchelu. Abba Mavini never told her. Wakodesh Baruch Hu said Abba Sula yish ish tichu yeledes tichu bayim. So two reasons. One is he thought that Kodesh Baruch Hu will tell Sula as well. We know that Suleimani was much bigger than Abu Mavini. So he thought, if she doesn't know yet, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell her tomorrow, why should I, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell her yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a reason why he's not telling her, let's wait till HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells her. Ila hamten, ad shaleach Hashem elei abside b'yoimucho. Ki Yudah, he knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell her, at the end, ki lo yas Hashem lekim dova, ki im gil esoyde l'nevim. That's one reason why he never told her. Since he was busy there with the mitzvahs of Mila, he was busy with the Mila, so he didn't have time to tell her. After the Bismila, he was chulash. He didn't have the koyach to go tell her that this Bismila. And before he managed to tell her, the maluch and bui, tell him shake it la dova. So just on this stop a minute, it's Ramban, it's Mr. Dova Pelea, so that's one of the Mephashim was Mo'ida. We know, Abu Mavini said that Kodesh Baruch Hu, his whole life is nothing if he doesn't have a child. Ma titani, what can you give me? And everything's going to Eliezer. So he finally gets a Besida. This wondrous Besida is going to have a son. So he doesn't have time to tell Suleimani because he's busy with the Mitzvah Smila. And after the Mitzvah Smila, he hasn't got any koyach. Comes three Anushim, three the pastors, three Arabs who are looking for a place, something to eat. Then suddenly he's got koyach. But Yudatz, Avroam, Avroam Avini, Avroam gets koyach to tell his wife this Besida Toiveh that's changing, that's what I hope for the whole life. He didn't have koyach. As a shaita naban, b'chel shusay, he didn't have koyach. I came to the mitzvah of achnus sa'ochem, which is a mitzvah of b'ayle lebayna kodesh b'ochi, v'yulat teklusam, for that he had koyach. As the Ramban says, one has to say, Suleimani never heard of this Besida. Would she have heard of this Besida via Kodesh Baruch Hu? There would be no room for her to have doubt whether it would happen or not. Okay, so that's one. She never heard. But the second question is, if the Maluchim, come and tell her this Besida, so it's also no room for doubt. If she hears it from Maluchim, Malach Eli, they probably bring her over to Kodesh Baruch Hu. They don't start Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says Ramban, she would have seen, she would have realized there were maluchim, she wouldn't have said that Titzak Sur Bekirba. She never saw them, She was in the room behind. Rabban says, this is also, it's a discussion in the Mefarshim. Did Avraham Avinu realize the word Malachim or not? Pashas up seeking it's mashma, he didn't, because he ran and bought them to eat. He treated them as if they were the ordinary people. The Rabban says, no. Some say, afterwards he realized that the Akaponah, the Rabban says, but this time he realized the word Malachim. So Avraham Avinu, and I heard it before from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Avraham Avinu realized the word Malachim. Surya Maini was inside the oil. She never realized the word Malachim. She thought the ordinary people that came to eat, and after they came to eat, they gave her a nice bracha. She should be zeichah to her child next year. No, if she didn't hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she didn't know the word Malachim. So what did Surya Bekev, Elayim Acha, Balei Zayisele Adno? The question arises, if she never heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she didn't know the word Malachim, she sees three ordinary people coming in, giving a bracha lemala medeich ha-teva. And the Emes says, the Gemara said, well, Esudah HaMaini wasn't just a plain akuda. She pushed, didn't have the yecheles b'chlal. She didn't have the metzias b'chlal to have a child. So, what's the big akpuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Esudah HaMaini laughed, that Tetzach Surah Bekev Elayimah? If someone gives a bracha to something which is completely not expected, completely mal medeich ha-teva, and then somebody who gives a bracha that a complete nes should happen, it's not such a avayda. If a tzitzik so bekeba, so the Ramban says, even so, it's a lushna Ramban. Ramban explains what Surah Maini this one should have been. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heshem Oysel Avraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu she didn't have either. Lomo hoya hadova nimne b'aineyu. Why was the thing like impossible in her eyes? V'lui lo shetamin. She should have believed. Oyshe toima omein kein yas Hashem. Or she should have said, omein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shetak bi mekab yetvelis. In Dak, what Ramban is saying here, but the Pashto, the Kavuna is, of course it's the Malam Medei HaTeva. And one doesn't need to expect that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do Nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do Nisim, could do whatever he wants. But there is an Hog of Teva. There is an Hog of Teva. And Surya Maini was a Akuda. And Surya Maini was impossible for her to have children. So, Emerson, if she would have said, I'm not sure if HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to do it, but perhaps then we would have understood. She's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an Hog in the Oilim of Deich HaTeva. And Ma'achatayis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will change the Teva. But the way she said it, she didn't say, will HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? She sort of implied that it's impossible it should happen. In other words, that it won't happen. Why won't it happen? Because I'm already old. And the teva HaKadosh Baruch Hu made is someone's old can't have a child. That's not the reason. You're making it sound as if you don't believe it can happen. It can happen. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it to happen, it can happen. Someone's offering a tefillah on your behalf. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help. You should have a child in a year's time. And by your response, you're implying you don't believe it's possible it should happen. Dusatana. You should say, oh my God, Yerutzen, I must be a tefillah. I wish HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do it. Even though it's a tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should change the whole teva. And it's unlikely maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekabel the tefillah that I'm allowed to think, but to make it sound to be bordering on the machshava that it can't happen, it's impossible to happen, that's a tana. A person has to believe the aminah should take it over completely, that it shouldn't be no wonder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do, he can do it. But mainly this is the Lushna Ramban. If you look at the Lushna Ramban, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Heshem Oysel Avraham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered an Havaida. Lomo hoya hadova nimna b'aineyu. Why was this nes like impossible in her eyes? Why did she make it sound as if it's unreal? It's impossible it should happen. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen, it will definitely happen. What's a big pale? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make the sun shine, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make her live, so Nevaini live, why can't he make her have a child? But mainly that's it. That was the time of Avraham Avinu. And interesting, the Rambam finishes off. Oisha toima omein kein yas Hashem. She should say omein. So many times a person is in a matzah mamash where he needs a nest of malim edecha teva. someone gives him a bracha. So the Ramban passes, you don't say it's highly impossible what happened. It's a nest of malim b'deicha teva. Who says it's going to happen? Ramban passes. Omein kain yas Hashem. You have to say omein. You're offering a tefillah. You're giving a bracha d'cha tefillah. Halavai it should happen. Because I know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen, it's no one that should happen. It's pushed by it, it can happen. The Tvili is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should want it to happen. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen, does Reisach nicht. And that's the Tana on Suri Amayni. But there's a push, it says Ramban. Suri Amayni never heard this Avtuchum HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afterwards, she heard Avtuchum HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afterwards, she was told from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Suri Vayin. Of course, she believed completely.
How does
Finn
fit in with the
portion
afterwards? She says,
"Rabbanu
said that what you did laugh."
She said, "I didn't laugh." Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Dinei, don't come to that. The Bshem and Seifa, and then it says, "Is that the Seifa on the pusik?" Ein Yaakov el Eretz Togam v'Sira ish af shum av Yafital. He says that his father, the Chasam Soif, was magel bepimai. He's a rogel loima, a rogel loima. That when the Yidin were in the Midbar, we know when the Yidin were in the Midbar, there was zeichet anhug in Nisis, lemale midei chateiva. That bon came from Hashemayim, leich min Hashemayim, the whole thing, awa medeuna. So the Chasam Soif is so, we think there must have been living them in a matzav of a minna, a matzav of knowing HaKadosh Baruch is grace Yecholis. So the Chasam Soif, it's mistabah, the Yidin and the Midbar got used to it. The same thing that we're used to, the Oilim Kim and Hogan Noyeg, the Yidin also got used to it. They thought, Zoy Kachis, Kim Tumamin HaShemayim, that's a Derech HaChaim. Hegel nasa teiba, they got used to it. So they didn't appreciate the grace of Nefluus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They came to Eretz Yisrael, suddenly they saw what we consider usual, which was in their eyes nisim. They saw a person puts a seed in the ground, in Savakst against Sabayim. They saw the Anhogas, what we call Anhogas HaTeiba, they suddenly got Moedek Nespo. What's going on? It's nisim gilim. Zukt the Pshema Saif attached on the Pusik. Ein Yaakov. The Ein Yaakov, the Klal Yisur looks with the Richtige Oig, and Eretz Dugam Vesirosh, to the land when they come to Eretz Yisrael, Dugam Vesirosh, to push his Nahagas HaTeva, but they look at it with their spouse, Av Shomav Yaf Ital, Take Psh, there comes Tal, there comes the Anugas HaTeva is in their eyes as a Pele, and that's how it should be. Well, because we live in such a world where we think Alta is Teva, so therefore when we hear the Nes, it's going to come against the grace of pain in our eyes. As if it's so demani, you're living in the world, you're looking at the Teva, so that's how it should be in your eyes. If a Nes can happen, it looks so wonderful. You have to be so close, so good in a minute, everything you see has to be so close that this is Masa Kodesh Baruch Hu should arouse in your eyes, palace. There should be no difference between the big Nes HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Suleimani a Bri Chadusha when she's 90 years old and she has a child, to the push to Shemesh Virayach. And that's the time of Suleimani. There is another Mahalach, different to Ramban. But Amazon Suleimani did have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu that she's going to have a child. And if so, it's a big kasha. If she did, she's going to have a child. How could it be Batitzak Sura Bekirba?
Also, why did Menuchim Katma mean if she knew already?
Oh, so that you could say, to say also, she didn't know exactly when it would happen. So here the Menuchim are coming to say exactly when. That's how one Mahalach we could answer that. There's two Mahalachim I could explain. If she did know she's going to have a child, why Batitzak Sura Bekirba? The Sabtullah wants to explain in the following way. It's known, Rashi brings down in Chazal, why was the Lichas Hashoynes ended up in the Kabbalah Satoyr with the Shvilis Lichas of the Masa again? So, Rashi, the Shoynes Shanitni Bekoyle Koyles. The first Matan Torah which was given with Kaila Kaila to such person, there was a Hezek. The person made a Hezek, and that was a Goyim, one of the Goyim that ended up with Shvidus Halichas. Ein Chayuva Min Atzmius Et Nashi. The second Lichas which were given B'Shtika, wasn't such a person, wasn't B'Koyim Sibrokim, they had the key. Anything that's done with Pilsum is a Sakuna. Anything people are speaking about, people are discussing, can go in Mehezik. He brings down from the Tilizor in Yeradaya, brings, I think, from the Chivas Remu. There's a lady who had a child, Bechodesh Hashmini. A few times she had a child, Bechodesh Hashmini. And she was worried. So one of the aitzes that she had was, to be Master Abira. No one should know that she's pregnant. Memaila, there won't be an Ayin Hora, the Ayin Hora. Once there's an Ayin Hora, there's a Kitrik. That's how he explains there's a Kitrik. And if there's a Kitrik, you need to have more Schesim. You need to have more schism. And sometimes the person doesn't have the schis to have the oymed in this kitrig when there's ayin hada. Therefore, he explains, of course Suleimani understood that she's going to have a child, and she had the minute she's going to have a child. Whether it was because she knew before, as one, or whether it was because she saw there was malochim. Anyway, the other, she definitely believed 100% she's going to have a child. She was just worried that there might become a discussion. People start saying, three guests came, and one said, another person will say, they look like malochim, the big tzaddikim, they gave a blocha, should have a child, how could it be, Suleimani? And people start discussing, it's such a wondrous thing, how is it going to be possible that Suleimani, and Avraham Avinu answered, oh my, and she believed it, and Suleimani also believed it, it looks like it's true, there's something going to happen, it's a big mess. With this discussion, we'll come an ayin hora. To be an ayin hora, they need the biggest chiz. So the mind thought, who says we have this chiz to be oymed in this ayin hora, which will be created to the people speaking about the ness that's going to happen? Mamayda Suleimani decided, of course, she believed it, 100%. But she wanted to make it sound, she wanted to be battle in it straight away. Mashtik l'inyan. No one should think anymore about it, shouldn't be discussed at all. So she laughed herself, and she thought, I'll go around and tell the Olam, did you hear this big joke? Three people came, and they said, I'm going to have a child. How is it possible I should have a child? Like this, it won't be a nes sebe person, and maybe we'll have this chesed, and that should be meskayim. Maybe it's very mediyat. But titzrak suda bekirba laima. Titzrak suda bekirba. As soon as Suleimani heard this, she got worried. It's becoming a person. I know I'm going to have a child, but I wanted to be quiet. I didn't want people to discuss it. But Titzrak Sura Bekiba, her kavuna was, Leimur, it should be said. She should go tell it to other people, and other people should also laugh it, and finish and be forgotten about. And by Emerson, we see Kamba Gedolim Divich HaKomim, because the Sanfilo was Mechamer Kamata says the same thing in Cheskini here. The Cheskini says, Titzrak Sura Bekiba Leimur. So he said, Titzrak Sura Bekiba. And her kavuna was lame, where she wanted to make litzunas of this brocha so that people will laugh at it. And that's how the Cheskini explains in his way what the difference between Avraham Avinu and Suleimani. Avraham Avinu laughed in his heart. Suleimani, lame, she wanted to make a joke out of it. This again, the Tana Suleimani. Al Kapun, this is Pshad. Titzrak Suda Bekirba, lame, Achloi Seish, and then Zukat. So what was the Tana? The Tana was a Kodesh Baruch, Enochanam, he had a good kavuna. But Sof Kosof, it comes up to Pchis Pot Shemaim. Why? Because it sounds like you don't believe such a thing could happen. And people say, oh, Suleimani also doesn't believe in miracles, doesn't believe in something supernatural can happen. And Mele is a Pchis Pot Shemaim, even though your Kavuna is right. And Mele is very geschmack. Why does Suleimani answer, look, it's chok? She did laugh. Tehret says, zip this out, but oh. Look, it's chok to ki yurayu. She said, look, it's chok, I didn't laugh. You know why I laughed? Ki yurayu, I was frightened. I was frightened that there should be that big noise when people start discussing it. That's not called tzchaik. If you believe in your heart, 100%, that's going to happen. You're only saying it to Yirai because you're frightened that this brucha might disturb the Haftuch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not called laughing. It is a laughter. Why? Because people believe you. People will say, oh, Suleimani doesn't believe in this thing. And it's a mit kot shemai. That's how it's
explained. Did Avraham laugh when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him?
How do you explain it according to the Cheskini says that he laughed in his heart? He didn't want to tell other people. That's not such a tana. Or we explain according to what most Mepharshim say there's a difference. By Avraham Avinu was a lush of simcha. It wasn't a lush of oplachin. Doubts. Mashainke basule meini, but Tetzrach bekilbo is the pshat. She doubted, or she wanted to make it sound as if she was doubting it. That's the pshat. Another pshat is that the Meisu Chachma wants to explain that Enoch and Amishit, she believed 100%, but Yaakov Vini was scared. Why was he scared? HaKadosh Baruch told him clearly, I'll protect you. Shem Yigam Achet. Chazal said he was scared the Chet could have disturbed his chesem, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch only promised him to be doing. Mainly the same thing here. Emes yata kaftuch from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but she was scared that maybe Shem Yigam Achet. And therefore she was explaining, this is an unbelievable nest that we have to be zeich to. Achen v'loi so is le'edu, but such a nest, we need to have big schiss, and maybe at that moment I was stuck in zeich. But later on I wouldn't have this schiss. So what's the tana? Is the Meisho Racham brings on a klal yediyah from the Rambam. The Rambam says in Akhtum, it's a pirish ha-mishnah, it's the Rambam. When do we say Shem Yigam Achet? Is only when HaKadosh Baruch himself tells a person. If HaKadosh Baruch comes and tells someone you will have a nest, he doesn't have to believe 100% it's going to happen. Why? Because it could be, later on, by the time the nest comes, a chet will be going, he won't be zeicher. However, if it's told to a person from a Novi tells a person, Mepi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's impossible it should happen. Why? Because then the whole thing of Nevi'ah, the whole end of Nevi'ah is that we know there's a person who's the authority to speak in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he's going to say things that are not going to happen, then people are not going to believe the Novi. Therefore, if it's Mipi Novi, it has to happen. But Meile here, she heard it from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was a Novi. Avraham Avinu is telling Yahweh Pekadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, she had to believe it. But it's interesting that Avraham Avinu heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't have to believe, he could have said Shem Yigam Achet. But soon in mind, you heard it from Avraham Avinu, you heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had to believe 100% that it's going to happen. That's what Meisho Chachma explains it.
Yes.
Pardon? Yeah, about the piasura, it sounds interesting. But it's not the Rambam, because as the Rambam, because the Novi has to have a kiyum. If it's not going to be a kiyum, the whole authority of the Novi won't be. People won't believe it's a Novi.
Once he sent it over to Sora, then
Elochanam, very good. Once it over to Sora, Elochanam, yes, also the Shai. Yeah, so the Gerichte. Yeah, the Gevaltige Pshat in the Meloyo Oymer from the Plotzke Guan, a Gevaltige Pshat the Psikim. He discusses that all. He says everything's a doichek. He wants to say his own pshat in Matitzak Sur Bekir Belaima. We mentioned before the question that Suleimani was pissed at Nida. Suleimani, she saw that she had nest happen. So what's the pain? So some of the Shainim say that it happened only afterwards. They spoke before Pirsa Nida, which is a bit shvein elushna psikim. It's mashav yechayli. They ate. They finished eating. Yeah, my eyes saw shteichu. So he says like this. But Emerson, this ness, the Pirsa Nida, that was part of the process of the ness of having Yitzchak Avinu. That was the start of the ness. Pirsa Nida. How did she get healed? How did she get back Chazan Nais to you? That was through the bruch of the Malochim. The Malochim gave her a bruchah, Aizchai Lesurabain. Now, and just after they said that, this nest happened, Pirsa Nida. Because that was a part of the process of the brucha being mekiyum. She should be able to have a child. So, as soon as she heard this brucha from the Malochim, she wanted to laugh. Just after she had this machshava to laugh out loud, suddenly she sees Pirsa Nida. Why? Because that was the bruch of the Malochim. So as soon as she saw Pirsa Nida, she changed her mind. She's not going to be melagli. She's not going to make a joke out of it. Fakat, she's going to be lishon simcha. Achem elayis, yais le'ed ba'ad ha'nizok. So what do we have? We have a Sule Maini had in her mind, as soon as she heard the Malochim give this bruch, she had in her mind to laugh out loud and to make a joke out of it. A split second after she has in her mind to say this, Belushan lag, belushan doubt. Acha belori says, and she sees person neder. So then she changes her mind. She says exactly the same thing she was going to say, but she was going to say, is it possible I'm going to have a child after acha belori says that? And she says the same thing, but a different nigen. And a nigen of simcha, this is unbelievable. Acha belori says, why did she change the tune? Because she saw just the malach's brocha, both has changed. So therefore, we can understand what's the rabbikia between Suda and Maimon and Avraham Avinu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a dying machshavas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew emes when she said it with a nigun of simcha, but that was just because she saw that hoisli adnu. But she was going to say, Acha beloisi hoisli adnu, she's going to say belusha betmiya. Then she changed her mind. And she said, Acha Beloyis, it's unbelievable, look what's happened. Acha Beloyis, I've come back to my youth. And if so, even though my husband is a Zokan, you can also hope that he too will come back to his youth and will have a child. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yedayim Machshuvas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a turn on this split second of the Machshuva. But Suleimani said, no. In the end, I didn't laugh. I took a thought to laugh. But the end, Be'emes, I didn't laugh. Because the end, I changed my mind. But why did she change her mind? Only because she saw the nest. That's right. That's a pshat. But Titzchok Suda Bekirbo. To Dabalush. She laughed inside herself. But Laimoyer, when it came to saying it, then she changed her name. She said, Acha Beloyis, Yoyis, Liadnus, the Gewaldige Nest, it's happening here. Why did she laugh? So Suleiman said, I didn't laugh. I thought to laugh. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not medactic on a machshava. In the end, I didn't laugh. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no. A tzaddik with Suleiman, the split second of the machshava is like it's a chot. No, I'm done on the split second of the machshava when you want to make it a joke. Let's finish it with a nice trouble seven in the Sfasa. Pardon? I couldn't have that. She knew that straight afterwards, that it's not right to doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She straight with the tshiva. However, we know the tshiva, there's two madrigas of tshiva. There's one tshiva and just tshiva meyidu, in which case the avayda doesn't get completely wiped out, it just comes like a shoygi. If it's on the maizid, it comes like a shoygi. If you do tshiva mahava, it becomes like a mitzvah. So, Sonia meyidu taka the tshiva, but she did tshiva meyidu. So she thought, because I did tshiva, and therefore I've got the right to say I didn't laugh, because the tshiva was meyidu the chet. Of the Emes she earned the Tshiva Meyere. So this is a pshat. But Chachai Shura Elayim Loi Tzuchakti Ki Yireyu. Because she knew she did Tshiva Meyere. So she said, Loi Tzuchakti. But Toi Vayoyim Eloi Ki Tzuchakti. It's not enough Tshiva Meyere. If still can sit as if you laugh, Beshoigil. You have to Tshiva Mahavet and Mahapachat Mitzvah.